And let's just have a prayer together. Heavenly Father, as we think about what this Bible passage says, we pray that we would find you speaking to us this morning in the very depths of our being. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, hands up if you had an Advent calendar. Hands up if you had an Advent calendar. Right, I know we've finished Advent calendars, haven't we? But I haven't done my Advent calendar properly yet. In fact, I haven't opened any of the doors yet this morning. So, Isaac and Billy, could you just come and lift up the Advent calendar for me onto the Advent calendar stand? Great, here we go. That's it, don't trip over. Very good. What do you think, boys? Do you think that's stable? Yeah, do you think it's going to stay? It's good. Okay, lovely. Okay, now you can see it's a slightly unusual Advent calendar because it's only got four doors. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's got some funny numbers on it. It's got -730, 0, 30, and 2019. But it is an Advent calendar, so there are things behind the doors. Who wants to come and open the first door? Who fancies that? Do you want to come and open the first door? Come on, come on. Here we go. Right, you had a hat under a hat then. Okay, great. Here we go. Right, well, this is the first one up here. So you stand on there. Okay, here we go. Ready? There you go. Open the door. What have we got inside it? Hold them up and show everybody. Some jelly babies. A box of jelly babies. Fantastic. Right. Do you want one? Yeah, definitely. Okay, come on then. Let's open these. It's Christmas morning. You can eat jelly babies any time of day on Christmas Day. Right. Give them a round of applause, everyone. What's that all about? -730 and jelly babies. Well, are you a last-minute Christmas person or are you a preparer? So when you get home today, is that when you start the sprouts, the carrots and the potatoes? Or did you do them yesterday afternoon? Yesterday afternoon, what were you doing? Were you buying the presents last minute before the shops closed? Or did you do that 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago? We had someone who 2 months ago gave us a little bag of Christmas presents that they'd wrapped for us already, which made me panic because I don't normally start until yesterday afternoon, okay? So how far do you... God was preparing for Christmas, not just a few hours, not just a few days, weeks. God was preparing for Christmas for centuries. Have you got your Bible open still? Just turn back to the very first page of Matthew's Gospel, and you can see it starts in a strange way with a great big long list of names. And that's to remind us that God started preparing for the birth of Jesus hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. In fact, I've got the long list of names here. Billy, will you just come and help me again? Here we go. We've printed out the big long list of names. You start over there, Billy. Hold it up. Nice. Here we go. So we've got Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, Perez, Tamar, Hezron, Ram, Aminadab, Nahshon, Salmon, Boaz, Rahab, Obed, Ruth, Jesse, King David. We just need someone else, someone else. Who's going to come and help? Isaac, will you just come and help in the middle? Hold it up. Billy, you need to go the other side of the pulpit there. That's it. That's it. Okay, here we go. These are all the ancestors of Jesus. After David came Solomon and Rehoboam, and then was Abijah, his son, and Asa, his son, and Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, Uzziah, Jotham. Anyone expecting a baby and thinking of a name to choose? There's some great names here. Ahaz, Hezekiah, Manasseh, Amon, Josiah, Jeconiah, Shealtiel. We just need someone else to come and help here. Ethan, do you want to come and just prop it up just there? Here we go. Zerubbabel, Abiud, Eliakim, Azor, Zadok, Akim, Eliud, Eleazar, Mathan, Jacob, Joseph, and Jesus. There we go. Who's going to come and hold the end one for me? Come on, then, come on. Then. Here we go. Great. So those names, all those ancestors of Jesus represent hundreds and hundreds of years God was preparing for Jesus to come. And listen to what it says in the reading here. It says, all this took place, Jesus' birth, to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah, can anyone spot Ahaz anywhere? Where's Ahaz? Ahaz. Ahaz is here, look. Isaiah the prophet lived round about this time, okay? And round about that time was round about 730 years before Jesus was born. And 730 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah the prophet said, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So here's the jelly babies. 700 years before Jesus was born, God said, "The virgin will give birth to a son, and you're going to call him Emmanuel," because God is going to become a human being. My son, Jesus, is going to come down, become a baby. God become man. So, God had been preparing for it for a long, long time. Let's plonk it down, boys. There we go. We'll get rid of that in a minute. Fantastic. Do you want to take a seat? Right, who wants to do the next door? Okay, here we go. Yeah, come on, you can help me this time. Come on. All right, what have we got this time? Okay, just nice and careful up on the chair there. Ready? Oh, we're going to do the naught next, okay? It doesn't sound very promising, the naught, does it? Okay, let's have a look. Here we go. What have you got in there? What's that? A box of celebrations. A box of celebrations. Would you like one? Great. Which one do you want? Okay, amazing. Right, okay. So, box of celebrations. Can anyone guess what that represents, the year naught? What am I thinking of when I've put the year naught on there? Can anyone guess what I'm thinking of roughly? Yes? Jesus' birth, that's right. So round about the year naught, Jesus' birth. It's really interesting actually, isn't it? Jesus' birth was such a big thing to celebrate that the whole of history has divided the dates around that birth. It might have been naught, it might have been minus one, minus two, minus three, BC, you know. But they didn't know at the time that it was the year naught. But later on, everyone looked back and they said, that was such an important event. We are going to date everything from the birth of Jesus. So time goes backwards from then, and the dates come forward from then, and Jesus is right at the center of history. And even today, 2,000 years later, it's more or less the only day in the year everything still stops, isn't it? And the world stops, and we celebrate the birth of Jesus. We celebrate because he is God become man. Such an important thing. But why did he become man? Let's have a look at this next one just here. Who wants to come and do the next box? Okay, come on then. You can come. Come on, up we come. What's your name?
Hope.
Hope, come on, Hope. Here we go. I don't think I need to lift you up for this one, do I? What have we got in this one? Yeah. Another great big box of chocolates. What are we this time? We've got a box of heroes. Do you want one of these? Okay. There we go. What one are you going to have? Great. Go and have a seat. Give her a round of applause. So we got heroes in that one. What am I thinking of round about AD 30? Can anyone think, what's the thing I'm thinking of there, Martha? Yeah? Jesus' death and his resurrection. Exactly right. Where did I put my Bible? Here we are. So God's becoming man. That's why he's called Emmanuel, God with us. And it says here, she will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's why he came. And that's why he died on the cross, to save us from our sins. Actually, just bear with me a minute. Oh my goodness, sorry, I forgot where I was for a minute then. I just got distracted by my phone there. Does that annoy you a bit? Don't you find it annoying when you're talking to someone and they're going, and they put their not listening voice on, which is their pretending to listen voice, don't they? And they're looking at it. And it's, do you know why it's annoying? It's annoying because when that happens, what they're saying is, do you know what's more important and more interesting to me than you? Whatever's on my phone just here. And that's really annoying, isn't it? Okay. So don't do it to me, okay? And I really apologize for all the times I do it to other people, okay? So now, look, it says Jesus will save us from our sins. Now, all of us have 1,000 reasons, 1,000,000 reasons why we need saving and forgiving. Here's an illustration of mine. It's a big book. It's only volume one, okay? And if we wrote a book like this, it'd be full of bad things, things I've done wrong. But really, that's not what the heart of sin is. Sin is much more about what I was just doing just then. It's much more about just ignoring God and being interested in other things in such a way that we say to God, actually, this or that or whatever is much more important to me than you are, God. And that's a terrible thing. You and I find it awful when someone gives the impression that something on their phone, just their phone, is a bit more important than actually you are. Think of what that is in relation to God, when we put things more important than He. God, who gave us life and gave us every breath and created us, and the sunbeams coming in today are His gifts from us. What a great and wonderful God He is. And when we turn our back on Him, what a terrible thing that is. In fact, it has a terrible effect on our relationship with Him. Here's you and me. There is God in heaven, and everything that we do that's sinful comes between us and God. But the angel said you are to call Him Jesus because He will save His people from their sins. And now there's nothing between me and God, and I can have that wonderful relationship, that friendship with Him. He saved me. He saves us from our sins. So that's 30, when He died on the cross. That's what that was all about. Let's have the last one, 2019. So this is today, this one is, isn't it? So come on then, come and help me. Great. 2019, let's see what's behind this door. Are you ready? Oh, it's an envelope. Sorry, okay. It says, a message for everyone, okay? I'll tell you what, you can still have a chocolate. Do you want a jelly baby or a hero? There we go. Great, thank you, lovely. It says, a message for everyone. Let's just see what it says inside here. Okay. It says, read Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Come on, everyone, turn to the end of Matthew's gospel. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. What does it say? Here we go, page 1001. The very last sentence of Matthew's gospel. The gospel starts by saying Jesus was born to be God with us. And listen what the very last sentence of the gospel says. Jesus says to His disciples after He'd risen from the dead, He says, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So we've talked about things in history here. Isaiah's prophecy back in 730 BC. Jesus' birth around 0 BC, Jesus' death and resurrection around 30 AD, and in 2019 today, Jesus says to us, or it says to us here, surely I am with you, okay? Here we are today. It's not just history. Jesus is with us. And I just want to say a word to those of us today who might be feeling a little bit tender, or a little bit sad, or really quite tearful, or struggling with something today, I want you to know that what the Bible says to you is that Jesus is with us. He died and He rose. I had that box of heroes for Jesus' death and resurrection. Think about the kind of hero Jesus is. Most superheroes become strong and invincible when they become superheroes. What's Iron Man's, what's he called before he's Iron Man? Sorry? Tony Stark, Iron Man, okay? When he becomes Iron Man, he puts on an invincible suit of iron and you can't beat him. Or Incredible Hulk, what's the Incredible Hulk called before he? Bruce Banner, when he turns into the Incredible Hulk and turns green and massive, he becomes invincible, doesn't he? But when Jesus became the hero, he took off his invincibility. He took off his godness so that he could die on a cross. And he didn't become invincible, he became vulnerable because he wants to come alongside us and for us. And he's with us. And I want to say to you, if you feel tender or sad or you're struggling with something today, you need to know Jesus is here with us, for us, alongside us, to be our Savior, the one who gives us comfort and strength. And so let's just pray together now, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus the Savior. We thank you that he died to take away our sins, that we might come back into friendship with you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you that Jesus is the kind of hero who doesn't crush, as it were, who set aside his strength to be our Savior, and who even today is with us. And we pray for each other, whether we feel joyful today or whether we feel sad, that we might turn to Jesus in trust and faith and know his love for each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen.